Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
A California mother was fired for being told to keep her children quiet during work, and the kids weren't quiet. So she's suing, and according to employment law specialist Lior Samfiru, this type of situation is not a cause for dismissal in California or in Canada. And some Canadian workers are facing a dilemma. Reported Global News, return to work during COVID-19 concerns and earn slightly more than $1,000 per month and become CERB ineligible. What do you do? Lior Samfiru, co-founder of Samfiru Tumark and LLP, with offices in Toronto, Ottawa, and Vancouver, and stlawyers.ca is the website. Lior joins us. Lior, this scenario in California is really troubling. So this woman's working from home, as she's assigned to do. Her kids are making some noise while she's working, as kids will do, and she gets fired.
Well, Roy, this is actually becoming a common issue now when so many more people than usual are working from home, and especially now, summertime, kids are home, probably not daycare or summer camps available, and parents have to manage both work and children. And an employer has to understand that, not because it's the right thing, it's also because it's a legal requirement. An employer cannot penalize a parent for being in that parent-child relationship, meaning because you have childcare obligations, if that impacts your job, an employer is required to accommodate that, to understand that, to figure out a way to make it work. If not, that would be a human rights violation. And I think in that California story, assuming the facts as we know them to be true, certainly if something like that happened here, an employer like that would be in direct violation of human rights laws, and a parent like that would certainly have legal action to take here.
Is there anything, Lior, that could be considered cause for dismissal when somebody's working from home? Is this a whole new reality for employment law?
Well, certainly an employee is expected to still get their job done, to meet deadlines, to be responsive to their employer, and do everything that they would otherwise be expected to do. Just because they're home, that doesn't change that reality. But there are other things that have to be taken into consideration in terms of, being able to speak on the phone or being able to have, internet that's reliable. In some situations, you may have internet problems. So an employer has to understand those issues and cannot expect the same exact performance. That said, an employee cannot take the fact that they're working from home as an invitation to slack off, to not do work. And an employer should, in fact, monitor performance and manage bad performance and provide warnings if that performance is warranted. But ultimately, in this situation, if you have children and they're, as children do, not cooperating when you want to speak on the phone, an employer absolutely has to accommodate and be accommodating in that situation.
So the relationship between employer and employee is, in many cases, going to be changing. The dynamics change simply because of the reality of where they work.
Absolutely. That is something that has changed and will change. A lot of employers now and employees understand that work can be done from home, and we're going to see a lot more of that. But that also means an employer and employees have to understand that dynamic and how performance is going to be monitored and what the expectations are going to be and how technology and privacy is going to be dealt with. So it's going to create a new set of questions that need to be answered between employer and employees. And a lot of companies have not had to turn their minds to it before, but they're certainly doing that now.
So, Lior, let me switch to something else. A global news story, CERB poses back-to-work dilemma. And somebody who's in the service industry is quoted as saying, we are being incentivized to make just under $1,000 a month. And, of course, the reality is if you make under $1,000 a month, you're eligible for CERB. If you make $1,001 a month, or $1 a month, you're not going to get CERB. That changes the dynamic for many people. What does that present in the way of obstacles, potentially? And where does the employment law come into play?
Well, keep in mind, Roy, that the CERB is only there or supposed to only be there for those who cannot work or cannot earn the income that they want because of COVID-19, not for those who could earn more but are choosing to find ways to earn less so they can continue getting the CERB. And ultimately, the government is going to have to find a way, if they so choose, to determine who had the opportunity to work and who did not. And if there's the fear of fines and penalties, then even employers are not going to want to accommodate employees by saying, well, okay, fine, I'll only have you work 2 days instead of four, because they can be on the hook for it. Employers are struggling right now in trying to get their employees back to work. I've heard that for weeks now. Well, we can't have people coming in, or they only want to work a few hours because they want to continue getting served.
Right.
That is a real, real problem, and I don't think the government has found a way yet to tell us how they're going to deal with that.
Okay. Lior, always great talking to you. Thank you so much. Good to know that if the kids are doing a little shouting in the house while you're working, it's just the way of life. It's stlawyers.ca. Lior Samfiru, my guest. We'll talk again soon, Lior, I'm sure. Thank you for the time today.
All the best, Roy. Take care.
And to you.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.